The small town of Cuatro Ciénegas in northern Mexico is an oasis in the Chihuahua Desert. It's a valley that holds an example of what some believe is one of the first human footprints in the Americas, along with cave paintings produced by the first people who walked through this valley.
These rock paintings were made with iron oxides, some plant extracts, and even with some drops of blood. These have their origins in the first settlers of America 10,000 years ago.
Cuatro Ciénegas fosters a unique ecosystem from prehistoric times, and the research done here has enlightened scientists and historians.
We have tracked not only the history of organisms when the sea existed here 200 million years ago, but also the very same environmental conditions as the ones when life began on Earth 35 to 3800 million years ago. So this is a time machine, and it is the only one we have on Earth.
To find the secrets of the valley, scientists carry out experiments in the four large ponds for which the area is named. Samples of fossilized algae known as stromatolites are taken back to laboratories so scientists can grow the microorganisms they discovered in the wild. By extracting DNA from stromatolites, the scientists hope to gain insight into the effects and causes of global warming. Reportedly, results have already revealed how marine fish and turtles adapted to live in fresh water.
Each one of these wells has a unique history, just as the Galapagos Islands. What we are trying to decode here is the origin of the species that Darwin overlooked, the origin of the small species.
The American Space Agency, NASA, also has a special interest in Cuatro Ciénegas.
Microbial life here dominates. And if we're going to find life on Mars, it'll probably be microbial life. So if we understand life here in this place, we might be able to understand how to find it on Mars.
Despite the fact that UNESCO is calling for Cuatro Ciénegas' conservation, its future is not secure. Irrigation for agriculture and cattle grazing, as well as poorly managed development and tourism, all threaten this important area. This makes responsible ecotourism all the more important to the townspeople. The local government insists it's trying to strike a balance between the needs of the residents and the need to preserve the region for future generations.